the poor people of Paris. I've always wondered whether the poor people of Paris actually thought, you know what, our tune could be just a little bit more heartbreaking. I don't know, it was rather nice and bouncy, wasn't it? That was Buddy Merrill, of course, and a warm welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB. I'm raving and ranting already, and we're not even 3 minutes into the programme. Welcome, we have all the usual things in all the usual places, and where there isn't usual things in the usual places, well, there'll be me.
Got a place in the sun, a particular one, on a tropical avenue. Far away from it all, that I happily call the house of singing bamboo.
On the windier day, seems an orchestra plays on a musical breeze for you. Like a merry salute from a heavenly flute to the house of singing bamboo.
So here I'll stay, never more to roam from my new old-fashioned South Sea home.
You don't have to count sheep,
that's for little Bo Peep.
You can sleep till the sun peeks through.
You can dream any dream,
for you know that your dreams come true.
When you live in a house of singing bamboo.
In the sun, a particular one, on a tropical avenue. Far away from it all, that I happily call the house of singing bamboo.
On the windier day, seems an orchestra plays on a musical breeze for you. Like a merry salute from a heavenly flute to the house of singing bamboo.
So here I'll stay, never more to roam from my new old-fashioned South Sea home.
You don't have to count sheep,
that's for little Bo Peep.
You can sleep till the sun peeks through.
You can dream any dream,
for you know that your dreams come true.
When you live in a house of singing bamboo, bamboo, bamboo.
Started off with Paris, and then we went to the House of the Singing Bamboo with Rosemary Clooney and Guy Mitchell. Percy Faith was in there as well, somewhere conducting the orchestra. Very nice as well. And we're going off to Scarborough right now. How do I know? Well, it's parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no seam or needle,
grows the child of romantic
sleeps unaware of a clarion call. Tell her to find me a sugar of land, a sprinkling of leaves, parsley, sage, rosemary, and cautious that summer tears between the salt water and the sea strands. She's a gun, and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle bill of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and girls born in the soldiers to kill and gather.
Used to sing that as a round at school. Used to cause an awful lot of confusion as well. That was Scarborough Fair from Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel, of course. Hope you enjoyed that. So I hope you had a good week. My week actually has been pretty quiet since I was with you last, which means that not a great deal has happened, and I'm really quite grateful for that. Get to a certain time in life when you actually wake up one morning and you feel exactly the same as yesterday. It sort of counts as a sort of like a hit, doesn't it? 10 out of 10. So quiet week, which is good. Got a busy period coming up in a couple of weeks' time, but for the moment at least it's just going to be settled back and relaxing. And when I do have to do something a little bit out of the different, it'll be spending it with you. And what could be nicer. Time now for our first spot in the program, our regular feature. Last week I featured three songs from Bing Crosby, and it was a country album, and a lot of people really liked that and said, could you play some more? So Bing, sing.
Hello,
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 hello, world. How'd things go for you today? Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, window.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here. Is that a teardrop in the corner of your pane? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away and left us all alone, the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. I'm gonna stare at you a while. You know I can't sleep. So won't you bear with me a while. We must all pull together, or else I'll lose my mind. 'Cause I got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time. Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm alone. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart.
All because of you, oh jealous heart.
Jealous heart, why did I let you rule me when I knew the end would bring me pain? Now she's gone, she's gone and found another. Oh, I'll never see my love again. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart. Little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. When you said you were leaving tomorrow, that today was our last day, I said there'd be no sorrow, that I'd laugh when you walked away. But a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. I said I'd laugh when you left me, pull a funny as you went out the door, that I'd have another one awaiting, and I'd wave goodbye as you go. But a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. Everything went like I planned it. Oh, I really put on quite a show. In my heart I felt that I could stand it, till you walked with your grip through the door. Then a little bitty tear let me down, spoiled my act as a clown. I had it made up not to make a frown, but a little bitty tear let me down. Yes, a little bitty tear let me down. A little bitty tear let me down.
I just knew there was going to be a bum-bum-bum-bum in the end there. A little bitty tear. I don't really think that's a country song, personally, but that's just me. And the other two definitely were, of course, Hello Walls and Jealous Heart. And A Little Bitty Tear, as I mentioned there, the third and final song from this week's Bing Thing selection. And we'll have some more songs from Bing round about the same time next week. Kat's just walked into the studio. Hi, Mackie. Are you well? I think he's looking for somewhere to go to sleep. Let me just give him a quick pet. There you go. So last week, when we went over to Holger's house, he didn't really have an awful lot to say, quite frankly, because he just sent us a song in German. I think, if memory serves me correctly, it was by Roy Orbison, but he said it needs absolutely no comment, and it didn't. But one of the things that I said was that a lot of people back in the day that were doing songs in the English pop scene also used to sing and record songs in German, and I didn't think many other languages. Well, of course, I then got inundated with emails saying, well, what about? So this week we sort of gave Holger the week off, because I thought I would play something for you by the Hollies in French. So no Holger's house this week. Holger, you hopefully are already up the stairs to Bedfordshire and probably fast asleep. But if you're not, this is from the Hollies, I think from 65, 66, something like that, and it is called Regardez par des fenêtres. Proving me wrong, Les Olies, I guess that's what they were called in France, Les Olies, the Hollies, and Regardez par des fenêtres. You're listening to Beagle at Night, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut, in the United States, whizzing my way via the internet and converted into various things in Havant, and out I come the other end. It's very, very clever, isn't it? Let's see, let's check the clock. Oh, no, we're good for time. Last week, week I played a song in the Day at Night segment that I just knew was going to be good, and it was good, and it was so good I'm going to play it again this week. And I know there's lots of versions out there, but I'd never heard Doris Day singing this, and I do really think it is something wonderful. Said it was good, didn't I? You know what, I could play the whole program just playing that whole song over and over again. I won't. It's almost the way that it makes me feel, and I just think that's a really nice version of that song. Something wonderful from the great Doris Day. You are listening to the great Roy Beakley here on the Great Angel Radio, and I'm having a problem with all of my gadgets at the moment, but let me see if I can dial up the year for the next song. Let me just put the finger on the dial. Hold on a minute. All right, here we go. Clock, what time is it?
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1937.
Last night and got that old feeling came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning, and I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me, it's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
That was Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra, and that old feeling from 1947. We're going to be having Beagle's Big Three in just a couple of minutes' time, and it's a good one as well. Billy Cotton, I haven't had Billy Cotton for ages. To take us there, here's Reg Williams and his Futurists, all the way from 1945. we speak of you often, and that was from Ray Williams and his Futurists from 1945. I want to say a very good morning to Barbara, who listens to Angel Radio. She says habitually every day, it has become her guilty pleasure. No need to feel guilty, Barbara, at all. If you do, then there's lots of you, and indeed lots of us around, because I too listen to Angel Radio whenever I can. And she says, Beatles Big Three, she said, I know you have done him before, but he's certainly worthwhile. Another shot. Billy Cotton and his band, he's always so good. And she said, if he could do the following three, that would be great. And she said, I know the third one is with Alan Breeze, she says, but it's also Billy Cotton and it's so good. So, Barbara, thank you so much for your choice. And here we go. This is Billy Cotton and his band in Beagle's Big Three.
Find us all doing the Lambeth walk. Every little Lambeth gal with a little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth walk. Everything free and easy, do as you darn well please. Why don't you make your way there, so there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth Way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
navy wings over the sea. We're top of the service, the navy's cavalry. I over the ocean, flying wide and free. The soldiers, sailors and marines are demons at pinching all the scenes or posing in the magazines. But we're the navy's eyes, the admiral's fireflies. We're high sky riding aeronautical guys. Wings over the navy, sailing the seven skies.
I hope you enjoyed that. Pretty sure you did, since you actually chose them. Billy Cotton and his band, Beagle's Big Three, this week. We heard the Lambeth Waltz, Petite Waltz, and Wings Over the Navy, and Alan Breeze was doing the singing there. Thank you so much, Barbara. I really did enjoy that. And I do hope you continue to listen to Angel Radio and continue to enjoy it for many years to come. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is drop me an email, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the songs like Barbara did, that's great by me. It means I have to choose slightly less. But if you want me to choose them, I'm happy to do it as well. Okay, time now for Tell Me a Story, and this week it's really not Tell Us a Story at all. We are going to enjoy not one, not two, but three mystery guests from What's My Line, the American version. Three very famous people of that, I assure you. You can join in and see if you can guess who they are as a panel asks some questions, sort of asking for a story, if you get my meaning. That's as loose as I can get it. Here we go.
As you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise. And let's begin with Bennett Cerf.
Well, that was a spectacular ovation that you received, Mr. or Miss Mystery Guest. Would it be possibly because you had made a great name for yourself in motion pictures?
Yes.
Miss Kilgallen?
Are you a blonde?
Yes.
Mr. Linkletter?
Do you have a new picture just out?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Boy, try to fake that voice. It's the most impersonated voice in America. Have you just done a picture with a vis-a-vis who is also a big name in the picture business?
Would the vis-a-vis be a lady who has also been a mystery guest here within the past month named Miss Joan Crawford?
Yes!
All together now. One, two, three.
Betty Davis.
I must tell you, I was here 10 years ago. I had the worst case of laryngitis 10 years ago. I swear to God, you do it to me. I got it tonight. I've been taping a show all day. That's all I have. And I got the spooks. I woke up this morning. I said, they won't believe me. They'll think I never had anything but arms. I'm so sorry.
I can't figure out whether that's you or John Bailey.
All right, panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we go to a different form of questioning. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise, and we begin with Arlene Francis.
Would your name be on the entertainment pages of the newspaper?
I would say yes.
Mr. Cerf?
Have you ever been or are you at present in a play that is running on Broadway?
No.
One down and nine to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Was that a yes or a no, John?
That was a no.
Oh. Were you born somewhere other than the United States?
No.
Two down and eight to go, Mr. Vidal.
Are you most associated with television?
No.
Three down and seven to go, Miss Francis.
Well, are you most associated with motion pictures?
Yes.
Mr. Seth.
Is there a picture in which you appear currently running in one of the big on or just off Broadway theaters?
No.
Four down and six to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Do you do anything besides perform in films? I mean, do you do anything musical, such as singing or playing an instrument?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes?
Vidal?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a leading man at present?
Of sorts.
Miss Francis?
Have you been in pictures for more than 10 years?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Sir?
Are you married to a lady who is also in the public eye?
No.
Five down and five to go, Miss Kilgallen.
I'd like to get back to music. Do you sing?
After the fashion.
Mr. Vidal?
I pass.
Miss Francis?
Well, are you primarily known as a dramatic actor?
Yes.
Mr. Sir?
Are you very capable in physical achievements as well as acting?
Has been said.
Well, I can't...
It has been said. Miss Kilgallen?
Are you currently... excuse me, John, but could we backtrack? Has it been established that he's not currently appearing in a play on Broadway?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. No play, no picture.
Nope. No play, no picture. Not television.
It's out of work.
Okay. do you dance?
Yes.
Mr. Vidal?
Did you ever win an Academy Award?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Yes.
That's helpful.
Is a picture of yours about to open on Broadway?
No.
Wait a minute.
Big
problem.
But he's dramatic.
But he's
Miss Arlene, dramatic. So that you're not misled, what do you mean by about?
Well, I mean within the next month, as he been making a picture that will open soon. You know, one of those soon-to-be-released
yes,
motion picture. Oh,
yes,
you are?
Yes.
Oh, well,
yes.
I'm glad for you.
Mr. Sir?
Did you get your Academy Award for a picture that contains singing and dancing in it?
Yes.
Are you Fred Astaire?
No. Six down and four to go, Mr. Vidal.
Are you Gene Kelly?
No. Seven down and three to go, Miss Francis?
But he's not primarily a singer and dancer. Singing and dancing and dramatic. Oh, isn't this agony? Dorothy, has something come over you?
No, I was just agonizing for you, darling.
Oh. Well, have you done pictures that are biographies of people?
Yes.
Yes?
Sir?
Yes.
Singing and dancing biographies.
Oh, isn't it awful?
Awful.
Yes.
Let's get his height.
Was the picture Gigi?
Was the picture Gigi?
No.
8 down and 2 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Are you over 6 feet tall?
Far, far from it.
Nine down and one to go, Mr. Vidal.
Are you over 5 feet tall?
A whisker.
I don't know.
You want to have a conference? Do you want to have? If you need
no,
it.
I bet Bennett heard something.
Right.
Was the picture that you won the award for? Were you portraying the part of George M. Cohen? Are you
yes.
Jimmy Cagney?
Yes. Yeah.
In the case of our mystery guest, we go to a different form of questioning. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise. And we'll begin it all with Arlene Francis.
Are you here to publicize a picture which is about to open? Did they go already?
We're having a small conference.
Don't go in, man.
Would you rephrase your, do it again, Arlene?
What I said was, are you here to publicize, or are you in the East to publicize a picture that might be about to open?
No, ma'am.
One down, nine to go, Mr. Sir.
Now, what could they have thought I said?
Have you anything to do with the legitimate stage?
No, sir.
Two down and eight to go, Miss Gilgallon.
Have you anything to do with the picture which has already opened?
Yes, ma'am.
Dirk Bogart.
Have you been in the movie industry for longer than 12 years?
Yes.
Miss Francis?
Well, that's still a baby in my estimation. Are you a leading woman?
Yes.
Mr. Zerf?
Would the picture that you have been in be either Portrait in Black or From the Terrace?
Yes.
Miss Gilgallon?
Were you ever rather prominently associated with a sweater?
Prominently associated with a sweater?
No, ma'am.
Three down and seven to go. Mr. Bogart?
Were you associated at one time mostly with a high form of sophisticated comedy?
Yes, sir.
Miss Francis?
Well, I have to go back to the pictures. Was it on the terrace or from the terrace, the picture?
Yes.
Mr. Sir?
Well, you're not Lana Turner, that's right.
Oh,
it was from the terrace.
From the terrace.
From the terrace.
Your picture.
Yes, it's
Bennett.
Joan Woodward. Well, I was
no.
mixing up the two. Joan Woodward and Ina Bowen.
Myrna Loy.
Myrna Loy.
Clover,
the night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smile, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last.
From 1942, and that was Glenn Miller and his orchestra with vocals from Ray Eberly, and At Last. And before that, we heard mystery guests from What's My Line from the early 60s, I think, probably. And the first one, Betty Davis, which I think they got pretty quickly. The second one they really had a problem with, and of course was the wonderful actor Jimmy Cagney. And lastly, but not least, Myrna Loy, who I think is one of those actresses that never quite got the recognition that she really deserved, because she really was a very good actress, and I always used to like her films. So there you go. Hope you enjoyed those three there, sort of telling us a story in a roundabout sort of way. Well, this program is very loosey-goosey, as the goes, and sometimes we sort of bend the rules just a little bit. You know, it's you and it's me, nobody else is listening, so you know, we can just get on and do what we want, really. Fancy the Dinning Sisters right now, When the Bloom is on the Sage.
When it's round up time in Texas, and the bloom is on the sage, then I long to be in Texas, back a-riding on the range, just to smell the bacon frying when it's sizzling in the pan, hear the breakfast horn in the early morn, drinking coffee from a can, just a-riding, rocking, roping, pounding leather all day long, just a swaying, sweating, swearing, listening to a cowhand song.
How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage,
to be free again, just to be again, when the bloom is on the sage. When it's roundup time in Texas, and the bloom is on the sage, then I long to be in Texas, back a-riding on the range, where the purple hills are calling, calling to me from afar, to come back again to the Rio Grande and the lonely Texas Star. I'm longing to be living where the prairie flowers grow. I'm willing to start walking to the land that I love so. How it beckons, and I reckon I would work for any wage, to be free again, just to be again, when the bloom is on the sage.
Angel Radio, music and memories.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1945.
Mm-hmm.
There must be a way to help me forget that we're through. There must be a way to stop me from dreaming of you. There must be a star in the skies that isn't reflecting your eyes. I just don't know how to disguise how much I miss you. There must be a song that doesn't remind me of you. There must be a kiss to thrill me like yours used to do. I looked for a way to be happy, happy with somebody new. Oh, there must be a way, but I can't find the way without you.
Really good voice, didn't he? That was Jimmy Saunders. He started his career with Harry James and then went over to Charlie Spivak, who we heard playing there, the orchestra. And he went out on his own in the late 40s and sadly never really came to much, which is sad because he really did have a good voice. Sort of reminds me a little bit of Dick Haymes, but thought you'd like that. That was There Must Be a Way from 1945, Charlie Spivak and his orchestra with Jimmy Saunders. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, 98.6 in Havant, Gosport and Portsmouth and all the other little myths around in that area, and of course on various DAB multiplexes and the internet as well. Always a good place to find us, and you can get details of the latest DAB and internet listening how-tos at angelradio.co.uk. Right now it's time for a little bit of posh, and it is a little bit. It's slightly less than 3 minutes, which is a shame because it's absolutely brilliant. It's one of my favourite opera singers, Diana Damrau, and here she is from The Magic Flute, De Höllerach.
So bist du da, Tochter, Mama, Meer.
dramatic and very, very good Deanna Damrell from the Magic Flute to Hollow Rock, and that is this week's Little Bit of Posh. I've seen her several times actually at the Met in Manhattan, and she is absolutely brilliant. All right, where should we go to now? How about the Bevs?
I hate most everything that you do.
Why, Dick, I didn't know you cared.
I hate that funny little mouth you drink with, that peanut on your shoulder that you think with. I hate the rouge upon your lips, the polish on your fingertips. I hate your eyes of heavenly blue.
Wrong lyrics, mine are brown.
I hate the way you sigh, honest I do. Outside of that, I love you.
Well, that was gorgeous, wasn't it? That was Dinah Shore and Dick Todd. And actually it was Dick Todd Orchestra, I guess. I don't know. anyway, it was cool. Outside of that, I love... Let me start this again. Outside of that, I love you. There you go. Get there eventually. Diana Shore and Dick Todd. And time now for a little bit of Day at Night. And no, I'm not going to play that song that I played earlier again. I'm going to play three completely different songs. And whilst I'm doing that, I'll see if I can get myself back together again.
Again, this couldn't happen again. This is that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before, though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly be mine. Mine to hold as I'm holding you now, and yet never so near. Mine to have when the now and the here disappear. What matters, dear? We'll have this moment forever, but never, never again.
Never, never.
We'll have this moment forever. Just as happy as can be.
You and me, you and me, you and me.
be my baby bumblebee. Buzz, buzz!
Before we met, I never dreamed much. It always seemed such a waste of time. But now I find my every night full of dreams delightful. And you're the reason and the rhyme. Imagine me with my head on your shoulder, and you with your lips getting bolder. A sky full of moon and a sweet mellow tune. Church full of folks and those last minute jokes. I'll buy that dream. We'll plan a trip between us, a honeymoon on Venus, then home by rocket in a wink. We'll settle down near Dallas in a little plastic palace. It's not as crazy as you think. Imagine me on our first anniversary with someone like you in the nursery. It doesn't sound bad, and if it can be had, I'll buy that dream.
We started off with, again, from Doris Day and the Millermen, and in the middle we had Be My Little Bumblebee, which goes back, a song is over 100 years old, and I didn't think it was as old as that. I'm pretty sure I remember it being in one of those, was it By the Light of the Silvery Moon or on Moonlight Bay, one of those films. It's early in the morning, so I'm not totally sure on that, but I'll figure it out. Don't worry. Just having a moment. Comedy is coming up in about 8.5 minutes, thereabouts. This morning we have Tony Hancock, Sid James, Hattie Jakes, Noel Coward, Fenella Fielding, Sheila Hancock, Kenneth Williams. So should be a good giggle. It's at the bottom of the hour to help us get there. From 1931 right now with Howard Godfrey and his Waldorfians, Al Boley.
Thank you. I've made love to Sue and Joan and many others that I've known, but how I wish to be alone with Miss Elizabeth Brown. When I walk, I love to walk, and when I talk, I love to talk, and when I sleep, I love to dream of Miss Elizabeth Brown. Though I know she doesn't look like beauty in a beauty book, I'll be broken-hearted if she turns me down. Her father is a millionaire, he hasn't got a son and heir. That's why I want a love affair with Miss Elizabeth Brown.
Howard Godfrey and his Waldorfians, probably because they played at the Waldorf Hotel. At least something to do with that, I'm sure. That was Miss Elizabeth Brown. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio. We've got Dick Powell right now with Victor Young and his orchestra and this year's Kisses.
I didn't cry when romance was through. I looked around for somebody new. Since my romance, I've kissed one or two. But I'm afraid their kisses won't do. This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love. Thank you. doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love.
Remember the night, the night you said I love you. Remember, you vowed by all the stars above you.
At the end there, Andy Williams, and remember, and you're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB, for another half hour or so, slightly less. Time for some comedy right now. We start off with Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr, and Hattie Jakes, and they're all having a Sunday afternoon at home.
Oh, dear. Dear, oh dear. Oh dear me. Stone me, what a life. What's the time?
2 o'clock.
Is that all? Oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear me. I don't know. Oh, I'm fed up.
Oi. What? Why don't you shut up moaning and let me get on with the paper?
Well, I'm fed up.
So you just said.
Well, so I am.
Look, so am I fed up, and so is Bill fed up. We're all fed up. So shut up moaning and make the best of it.
You sure it's only 2 o'clock?
No, it's 1 minute past two now.
1 minute past two. And the time drag. Oh, I do hate Sundays. I'll be glad when it's over. Drives me up the wall just sitting here looking at you lot.
Every Sunday it's the same. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just sit here waiting for the next lot of grub to come up. Ah, dear. There must be something we can do. Bill, haven't you got any bright ideas?
No.
That was a waste of time asking, really, wasn't it? Oh, I'm fed up.
Why don't you men go out for a walk while I wash up the dishes?
Why don't you men go out for a walk? Why don't you go for a walk? Go on, up it. Be one less to look at all day. You finished with that paper yet?
No.
Well, hurry up. I haven't seen it. I want to know what my stars say.
What are you?
June the 21st.
What sign is that?
The crab.
It says, today looks like being a very exciting day.
Well, good luck to him. Who is he? Arnold the Gypsy. Look at him. Spotted handkerchief round his head. Great cartwheel earrings. And a right fake, if I ever saw one. The nearest he's ever been to a caravan was at the motor show.
Why don't you turn it in?
Oh.
Oh, look! It started raining.
That's all we wanted. You watch, it'll go dark in a minute. We'll have to switch the lights on. I think I'll go to bed.
We've only been up an hour.
That is, by the way, and nothing to do with it. I might just as well be in bed. There's nothing else to do. I wish I hadn't got up now. Your dinner wasn't worth getting up for, I'll tell you that for a start.
Oh, well, I don't know. I ate all mine.
That is neither here nor there. You also ate Bill's and Sid's and mine. I thought my mother was a bad cook, but at least her gravy used to move about. Yours just sort of lies there and sets.
That's the goodness in it.
That's the half a pound of flour you put in it.
Mr. Irving Berlin often emphasizes sin in a charming way. Mr. Coward, we know, wrote a song or two to show sex was here to stay. Richard Rogers, it's true, took a more romantic view of this sly biological urge, but it really was Cole who contrived to make the whole thing merge. He said that Belgians and Greeks do it, nice young men who sell antiques do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Monkeys, whenever you look, do it. Ali Khan and King Farouk, do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Luella Parsons can't quite do it, but she's so highly strung. Marlena might do it, but she looks far too young. Each man out there shooting crap does it. Davy Crockett in that dreadful cap does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. All famous writers in swarms do it. Somerset and all the moms do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. The Brontes felt that they must do it. Ernest Hemingway could just do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. E. Allan Poe, ho, 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 did it. But he did it in verse. H. Beecher Stowe did it, but she had to rehearse. Tennessee Williams, self-taught, does it. Kinsey with a deafening report, does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. In the spring of the year, inhibitions disappear and our hearts beat high. We had better face facts, every gland that overacts has an alibi. For each bird and each bee, each slap happy sappy tree, each temptation that lures us along is just nature L-man merely singing us the same old song. In Texas, some of the men do it. Others drill a hole and then do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. West Point cadets forming fours do it. People say all those gabals do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. My kith and kin more or less do it. Every uncle and aunt. But I confess to it, I've one cousin that can't. Teenagers squeezed into jeans do it. Probably will live to see machines do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Each baby bat after dark does it. In the desert Wilbur Clark does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. We're told that every hormone does it. Victor Borga all alone does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love. Each tiny clam you consume does it. Even Liberace, we assume, does it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
And now here is the news. The death has occurred at his home in Venice of Sir Frederick Snaine, the well-known libertine.
Oh, dear.
He was 107.
Poor old fellow. In Venice, too.
And now tomorrow's weather.
Already? I can't cope with it.
Over most parts of England and Wales, it'll be fine and sunny, with temperatures in the 70s.
It's a sad world.
Further outlook continuing fine, warm and sunny.
This hot weather will be the death of fat old people who live at the top of hills.
And now, morning music on Gramophone Records.
I can't bear to think of them all struggling up the slope.
Music, music all the time. Have you nothing better to do than listen to the Wileys?
Not that I can remember. And what have you been doing with yourself?
No, I just wandered down to the pillar box.
That's nice.
I like to go down there every now and then and look at the collection. It makes a gay splash with the blue uniforms.
And the ceremony.
And the ceremony.
It's a busy life. Mm. Cup of tea, dear.
Well, that'd be nice, I suppose.
Nothing nicer than a nice cup of tea in this house.
I wish I'd had the opportunities other men have had.
You haven't had the opportunities.
If only I'd been born in Shropshire.
Shropshire, yes.
Well. I could have set up business there.
There's plenty of rich men in Shropshire. Yeah. You never got the breaks.
I often think I might have done better if I'd kept off the milk.
The milk.
Sid kept off the milk. He's doing all right, isn't he?
It's the milk that kept you back.
Yes.
You'd have been a force in the land without the milk. It's all pasteurised these days.
And bottled.
And frozen.
And tinned. I wish I'd given it a miss.
Luck's been against us.
If only I'd had wings, I might have got about a bit more.
Wings would have helped you to see the world. Still, it's a busy life. There's plenty to be done. First thing in the morning, there's your teeth. Right away, there's your teeth to see to.
Then there's the laces.
The laces.
After the teeth, I sets about the laces.
The laces.
Threading them through as best I may.
Threading.
And then there's the actual tying.
Tying.
Gathering the two threads together into a knot.
A knot.
It all takes time.
Time. And then there's always the garden to sit in. There's plenty to be done. It's been a rich life.
If only I'd been born with more flesh on me, I might have done better. I might have got that job as the fattest man in the world.
You nearly got it as it was. All you lacked was the build.
No, I hadn't the flesh. People want to see great mounds of
mounds.
The stuff. All quivering on
quivering.
You. That's what held me back. I lacked the flesh.
You were the thinnest, fattest man in the world in the business. But you were well-liked.
I hadn't the flesh.
Fate was against you.
And then there's my name.
Your name.
If only I'd had a good name, I might have made a name for myself. Oh, it's what you need in show business, a glamorous name.
Name.
If only I'd been called something like Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely. Grangely. Can't
you see that up in lights?
Lights.
Come and see Arthur Grangely. The fattest man in all the world.
Fatties.
I'd have got to the top of the name like that if only I'd been called Arthur Grangely.
Arthur Grangely. You are called Arthur Grangely.
That's what held me back.
Talk to me then, darling. Talk up. I don't want you to think you've wasted your money. After all, that's what you've come to the club for, isn't it? I'm worth every penny of the £5. I'm a truly sympathetic listener. Oh, the life stories I hear on trains.
I'm up for the show.
What show, darling?
String and Rope at the Olympia.
Go on.
I'm in String.
That's interesting, darling.
Very interesting stuff, String. Very, very varied stuff, String. It's a demanding occupation.
Fascinating. Mm. I'm sure people don't remember that about String half the time.
There's more to it than you'd think, actually.
I'm sure there is, dear. Well, go on, then. Unburden yourself. I mean, that's what you paid me for, isn't it? Let the words pour out in a hot, bubbling stream. And don't mind me. I mean, enjoy yourself if you want to be a bit naughty.
Oh, well, there's the thin white for doing up parcels. And then there's the green airy job that's used in agriculture.
Fancy.
Rustic twine.
What'd you say, dear?
We call it rustic twine.
Mm, I bet you do, dear. Look, is there anything else you want to talk about now that we're getting on so cosy?
Yes.
What?
My wife doesn't understand me.
Pardon?
My wife, she doesn't altogether satisfy my needs.
Oh, what do they call it?
What?
That long brown stuff that smells of creosote.
Oh, tarred ropet.
Oh, yes. Of course, we get familiar with that, don't we, on the railways? I mean, we see a lot of that, don't we, on round boxes of fish.
I'd change the subject.
Yes, I'm travelling rose bushes.
I'd left the product. I was referring to the wife.
I thought you was, dear, but I passed it over.
Well, why?
£5 doesn't entitle you to come in here and talk filthy.
Cigarette, sir?
Who's she?
A cigarette girl.
Oh, can I talk to her about the wife?
No, no, no. You have to converse with me. I'm the hostess.
Well, what can I do with her?
Buy cigarettes.
I don't smoke.
Oh, well, then she's useless to you, isn't she, darling?
Yeah, you're useless.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I had to pull you up like that, but there is a limit to the intimacies that can be referred to.
I want to complain about my wife.
Oh, well, I advise you to have marriage guidance. Yes, my auntie's on the marriage guidance, you know. She gives it to all comers at the Citizen's Advice. She says that there's nothing so good for you as marriage guidance, even if you're not married.
I don't want to talk to your auntie.
Oh, all right then, darling.
I want to talk to you.
Well, keep off the sordid side. There's a good boy. I mean, we get enough of that, don't we? Out of the BBC.
I'm not a boy. I'm 41. And I've been 25 years in String. 25 years in bloody String. And me wife's gone frigid. Yes, the last time there was anything of that was coronation afternoon, owing to the weather and a fault in television. Since then, nothing. Do you understand? Bloody nothing. And do you know what she does in the evenings? Cat's cradles. Imagine that. I come home at night just when a man wants a bit of comfort and her fingers is all lashed together with string.
The marriage guidance.
Oh, I want to live. I've got a right to, haven't I? I want a bit of that colour and passion and adventure like I'm entitled to. Oh, when I was young, I went to work on top of a tram and I sang sea shanties. I had a taste for life. Oh, I could smell the salt in me nostrils and feel the deck pitching under me. And I sang. I was going in for a beard and filthy adventures in Yarmouth and Port Said. Oh, with a yo-heave-ho, where
yeah.
Trade winds blow,
yeah, no,
there's a girl
that.
I know will
yeah, no,
welcome me.
Please.
Where the yo-heave-ho.
Stop it. We haven't got a license for it. Anyway, you've got a voice like old Rope.
Oh, don't mention Rope
oh,
to
no,
me.
All
I'm
right,
trying
then,
to forget
you
it
made
all.
Me lose the thread of
Thread, there
because...
you go. Thread,
here,
Rope.
Here. You know your trouble, don't you?
What?
You're too highly strung.
Well, we first heard Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr and Hattie Jakes together in a Sunday afternoon at home. The followed that with Noel Coward and Let's Do It with his very own interpretation. And then we had If Only with Kenneth Williams and Fenella Fielding, who I don't think, if memory serves me correctly, liked each other very much. They were in Pieces of Eight together, which is, I think, where that came from. They were in the Carry On Screaming film as well. But I don't think Kenneth Williams really liked Fenella Fielding that much, and actually did quite a bit to put her off of her stride, which could probably... wasn't a very nice thing to do at all, really, when you think about it. And then the fourth one that we had there was Kenneth Williams and Sheila Hancock with somebody who he actually did like very much indeed, and I believe they shared a birthday, February the 22nd, and that was called Nightlife. Comedy this week on Beagley at Night, and we'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week. I think we have got, not long to go. Let's see, it's going to come up to 8. Oh, I don't know. I'll add it up in a minute. Musical Nights and Clarinet Polka from 1949. And this is Ella Fitzgerald.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. From under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Minnesota's regrets, she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam, they strung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Responsible. Call me unreliable. Throw in undependable too. Do my for you. Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue.
Responsible, and before that, Ella Fitzgerald and Miss Otis Regrets, and that's just about it. I've got one more song to play, and then I'm out of here. Thank you so much for joining me on Beagley at Night this week. I've had an absolute ball, and I do hope that you have enjoyed the music. We get to do it all again around about the same time next week, all being well, so I hope you can join me then. Until then, I hope that you have a good week and a safe week, and of course remain in the best of health. And as I usually like to say, not always, but I do try and get it in occasionally, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning. We finish with Nana Mouskouri and the trio Canzoni.
Ooh, 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 ooh. ζωή μου έχει σκοπό. Μεγάλο και περίεργο μωρό μου, αλλά και αύριο το ξέρω θα σου πω.
Στο πλάι μου κοιτώ